And back here on the pregame show for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, set to tip off their season, first game of the year. They're taking on Mount Vernon and NOLA Lady Bears and the Lady, not sure their mascot, actually. I haven't checked on that yet. We'll get that back for you. Talking some pregame talk with their coaches, and the Lady Bears have taken the floor. Lady Bears, again, coached by senior girls head coach Scott Small. And we are set for tip-off. Looks like Sarah Crow going to be the one to take the tip here for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Of course, the tallest player on the Lady Bear basketball team, and number 23 for the Mount Vernon and NOLA girls team. And we got a pause on the floor real quick. Officials want to talk something over. All right, what are we waiting on here? Waiting for basketball season to get underway. Again, some of your Bear sponsors tonight include the North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Hersey, and the Baxter Regional Medical Center Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Adriana Corbett with the basketball for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Going to give it over to, that's Pierce in the corner. She's going to give it inside to, let's see here, number four, Bryn Washington. She puts it up and off the rim, and it's no good. But she got fouled on the shot, and she's going to go to the line for two. Again, Bryn Washington, a sophomore for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. She gets two at the line. Foul committed by number one for Mount Vernon and NOLA. That's our first on the night. Bryn's first one up and good. She got one more coming. Bryn's second one on the way. It's up and good. Mammoth Spring Bears start off the season 2-0 over the Mount Vernon and NOLA ladies. Mount Vernon with it now. Number 21 at the top of the key. Going to give it over to number four. Number four dribbles to the top of the key. Pass it over to the corner, number 24. Now back outside to number 21. 21 top of the key. Gives it over to number 23. Skips it across to number four. She drives inside. Puts it up. No good. And the Lady Bears come down with the rebound. Looks like Tay Davis had the rebound on that one for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. She's going to give it to Corbett. Now back to Davis. Davis back to Corbett. And they're across the time mark. Corbett gives it over into the corner. Number two, Chevelle Graves for three, no good. Lady Bears get the rebound. That's Tay Davis up for two on the offensive rebound, up and good. Lady Bears take a 4-0 lead now. Mount Vernon back with it now. Number four for them. Four guarded by, looks like, Bryn Washington. Back to number four. Over to 21 now at the wing. Number 21, Anola shoots it. It's up, no good. Number 23 for Mount Vernon with the rebound, puts it back up and in. And Mount Vernon is on the board tonight. 4-2 our score. Lady Bears with a 2-point lead. Looks like Corbett with it now. Now it's stolen by number 4 for Mount Vernon. They give it inside to number 24, and she's traveled inside. Lady Bears get their first turnover there, excuse me. But Lady Bears going to get the basketball back after a turnover by the Mount Vernon Anola ladies. Lady Bears with it now. Chevelle Graves going to give it over to Tay Davis. Now inside to Sarah Crow. And she's going to pass it down low to Bryn Washington. She saves it out of bounds, but pass it to Mount Vernon. Number 21 for Anola now. She puts it up off the backboard. No good, but she is fouled. And she'll go to the line and get two shots. So Tay Davis with her first 2 points as a sophomore for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. See if I can get her marked down here. Number 21 for Mount Vernon, their first one on the way, up and good. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears still have a 1-point advantage, 4-3 our score. Second one's on the way, and it's good. We're tied at 4 now. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and Mount Vernon tied up at 4 with 6:25 to go in the first quarter. Tay Davis with it now. She's got the basketball, and she's turned it over again. Lady Bears almost had it back. It looks like they will regain possession, and a foul called on the Mount Vernon Anola ladies. Excuse me. So Mammoth Spring basketball. Tay Davis going to put it in here for the Lady Bears. Looks like she's going to give it to Adriana Corbett, number 24. She's a sophomore as well for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. A young team here. Corbett with the basketball. Dribbles it off her foot. Gets it back. Gives it over to Tay Davis at the wing. Now to Chevelle Graves in the corner for three. No good. And Bryn Washington pulls down the rebound. She's going to pass it outside to Corbett. Now back to Washington. She's going to try a three-pointer. No good off the rim. She gets her own rebound, though, and the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears regain possession. Now the Chevelle Grave is on the floor for the basketball, and Lady Bears turn it over. Number 23 with it now for Mount Vernon, and she double dribbled. Turnover on the Mount Vernon Anola Lady Warhawks is looks like what their mascot is. So Lady Bears regain possession. Now Tay Davis going to pass in the basketball. Davis gives it over to Corbett. Corbett gives it over to Graves, and they are across the timeline. She's going to let that one float out of bounds. Lady Bears turn over the basketball again. So the turnover bug hitting the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Coach Small going to call a timeout. Talk things over. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pins, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
Well, back here in the Izzard County Gymnasium, Lady Bears taking on the Mount Vernon Enola Lady Warhawks, and we're tied up at 4 with 5:46 to go in the first quarter. Mount Vernon Enola Warhawks going to regain possession here as they bring the basketball up the floor. Mount Vernon's press has been pretty good, kind of distracted the Lady Bears and able to get some turnovers. They just haven't been able to cash those in for some points yet. Lady Warhawks still with the basketball. Number 23 puts it up, and they're only counting that as a two, so Lady Bears now down two, 6-4, our score. 5:27 to go in the first quarter. They give it to Crow. Crow over to Corbett. Now they're across the timeline with Chevelle Graves. Graves with the basketball. Gives it over to Corbett. Corbett back over to Graves. Graves at the top of the key. Gives it over to Davis. Davis is fouled as she tried to drive to the basket, and they're just going to call that on the floor. Looks like it's on number one. That is her second foul of the evening, number 21. Again, with her second foul. Lady Bears going to pass in the basketball here. Corbett gives it over to Graves. She's going to try the three again, and it's good. Lady Bears, first three-pointer of the season. Chevelle Graves scoring that one. 7-6 our score, and it's 5:04 to go in the first quarter. So Chevelle Graves with the first three-pointer of the year for Lady Bear basketball. Lady Bears get a tip on the basketball. Mount Vernon still in possession. Number 23 at the wing. Drives inside. Turns over. Adriana Corbett caught that one. Intercepted it there at the block. She gives it to Brynn Washam. Pushes up the floor. Layup no good. Gets her own rebound. Back up and in. And Washam with her fourth point on the night with that layup there. Number four for the Lady Warhawks now. She is up at the top of the key. Pass it over to the wing to number 20. In the corner, number 24 back to 20. And now over to the top of the key where they've got number 21. Number 24 with it now. Now back over to number 20. 4:25 to play in the first quarter. They give it over in the corner to number 21. Now to the corner where number 23 is, that right corner there. She's going to drive inside and put it up for two, and it's good. Lady Warhawks still trail by one. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears leading 9-8. 4:09 to play in the first quarter. Corbett with the basketball now. Corbett setting up the play for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bear offense. Gives it over to Chevelle Graves at the wing. Graves going to drive inside, and she is double dribbled. Another turnover there for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. So the turnover bug early here for Mammoth Spring, and the Lady Warhawks haven't been the cleanest either, which first game of the season that matters, you're going to have some of those and get some of the nerves knocked out of the way. Number four for the Lady Warhawks now. Gives it over to number 20. Number 20 back over to number four at the top of the key. She's going to set up her play. Back over to number 20 at the wing. Over to number 24 in the corner. Back over to number 20. Now back over to number four. Number four drives inside. Lost her dribble. Chevelle Graves has the basketball and a turnover there for the Lady Warhawks. Chevelle Graves across the time mark. Graves gives it over to Crow. Crow now over to Corbett. Corbett gives it to Sarah Crow. She's going to bounce. Drive inside. Up for two, and it's good. And they're going to call that a foul as well. Lady Bears with the and one opportunity. So Sarah Crow with her first 2 points of the season. And she's got a chance at a three-point play here from the line. I guess they are not going to count that as a shot. They counted it as a shooting foul, but we're going to go ahead and scratch that one off there. Sarah Crow driving inside, going to get fouled anyway. That foul on number 23 for the Lady Warhawks. Brynn Washam with the basketball now. Number four for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Graves with it. Graves gives it over to Davis. Davis inside to Corbett down low. Corbett back outside to Davis. Davis looking for someone to give it to. She drives inside over to Crow. Crow's up for two, and she's got her first 2 points of the season now. Lady Bears score two there, taking 11-8 lead. Number 21 now for the Lady Warhawks. She gives it inside. Number 23, she puts it up and puts it in. Number 23 with her first 2 points of the season here. 11-10 our score. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears by one, and it gets knocked out of bounds here. Lady Bears still going to retain possession. And we've got Davis passing in the basketball. Davis looking for somebody to give it to. She gives it over to Graves in the corner where she made that three just moments ago. Graves drives inside, puts it up off the backboard, no good. And the Lady Warhawks with the basketball now. Chevelle Graves trying to steal the basketball and gives it over to number 21. Number 21 for the Lady Warhawks shoots the basketball and it's no good. She gets her own rebound though. Back outside to number 4. She puts up a three, no good. And Chevelle Graves for the Lady Bears going to pull down the basketball now. Corbett going to give it over to Washam. Washam back over to Corbett. Now inside to Crow. Crow's going to give it outside to Bryn. She's going to try a three, and she knocks it down. Bryn Washam with another three-pointer. That is her seventh point on the night. Now Lady Bears have trapped the Warhawks into the corner, and they get it away. Number 20 now with the basketball. At the top of the key, gives it over to number 21. 21 gives it over to, I can't tell her number. She shoots a three from the corner. It's no good. Warhawks regain possession with an offensive rebound. Number 20 with it here at the top of the key. Gives it over to number 4. Number 4 with the basketball here. Gives it over to number 20 at the wing. Now over to number 24. She passed it inside. Deflected by, let's see, that looks like Corbett. And it's going to go out of bounds. Lady Warhawks will keep possession here. We got a couple substitutions here coming into the ballgame. Number 11 will replace number 24 for the Warhawks, and it looks like Lady Young coming in for the Mammoth Spring Bears and for Chevelle Braves. They're going to give it outside to number 21 there for the Warhawks. Now over to number 23 at the top of the key. Now gives it over to number 21. She was going to try to drive inside, but she traveled, and it's Lady Bear basketball now. Yeah, it looks like Tay Davis going to pass in the basketball for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. She gives it into Corbett. Back over to Davis. Davis now over to Washam. Washam at the wing gives it inside to Crow. Crow going to try to give it to Corbett. She gets it knocked away. Davis recovers and now back to Corbett. Corbett with it here. Gives it over to Davis. Davis over to Crow. Down low with the block. Gives it over to Corbett. Corbett now over to Young. Young over to Washam. Washam drives inside, puts it up, no good, and it's rebounded by the Lady Warhawks. Number 21 there for, again, the Warhawks. So a foul there as they are coming down the backcourt. Looks like that foul is going to be called on number 3, Lainey Young. That's our first foul of the game. So Lady Warhawks with possession here. Number 20 going to pass it in. She gives it over to number 4. Mammoth Spring Bears aren't going to try to press here, and they'll bring it up the floor. Across the timeline, number 4 over to number 20. 45 seconds to play in our first quarter, and it's hit by Crow. Crow across the timeline. She's running down the court. Gives it over to Washam, and it's taken away by number 20 for the Warhawks. Number 20 gives it over to number 4. She's across midline. She gives it over to number 11 in the wing. Gives it back over to number 23 down low. And I guess she stepped out of bounds. It's going to be Mammoth Spring Lady Bear basketball now. Davis going to pass it in. Davis over to Corbett, 25 seconds to play in our first quarter. Corbett going to pass it up to Lainey Young. She's at the wing. Gives it over to Davis. Davis back to Corbett now. Corbett over to Washam. She's going to try three. No good. And it's going to be tipped out of bounds. Looked like Mount Vernon tipped it out of bounds, but it's going to be Mount Vernon Lady Warhawk basketball. So with 11 seconds to play, Mammoth Spring Bears with a 14-10 lead over the Mount Vernon and NOLA Lady Warhawks. 10 seconds to play now. They're across the timeline. Gives it over to number 21. She's going to drive inside, puts it up off the rim, no good. And they get their own rebound, 21 back up, and it's no good. And that's going to be the end of our first quarter. Mount Vernon and NOLA fails to score down low. Lady Bears with a 14-10 lead. We're back with the second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecoms.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I started in the car business washing cars in high school with the dream of being a Chevrolet dealer. And now, nearly 20 years later, I'm here in West Plains and proud to serve this community for years to come as your Chevrolet Buick GMC dealer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC. Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Welcome back to the Izzard County Gymnasium. Lady Bear is tipping off their first season, her first game of the season, excuse me, against the Mount Vernon Enola Lady Warhawks. 14-10 our score after one quarter of play. Looking over some scores so far. Chevelle Graves with 3 points to start off. Curl with two. Washam with her 7 points, and Davis contributing to there as well. Lady Bear is looking not bad this season, but got to control those turnovers there for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Both teams have retaken the floor, Lady Warhawks and the Lady Bears. Lady Warhawks from Mount Vernon Enola traveling to the Izzard County High School. Number four for the Warhawks now. Four at the top of the key, going to give it over to number, couldn't catch her number. Number four back at the top of the key, going to try a three, and it's good. And Lady Bears have tripped, or excuse me, the Lady Warhawks have chipped that lead down to one. Davis with the basketball now for the Lady Bears. Going to give it over to number 22, Megan Upton. She's up for two and fouled. It'll go ahead and go in, and she's going to get one more at the line. Megan Upton here for the Lady Bears. So Upton re-entering the game here for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Got a chance at a three-point play. We have a substitution here for the Lady Warhawks, number 12 entering for number 20. Upton at the free throw line. Her third shot up and no good. But Sarah Crow with the rebound. Crow down low. She's trying to get it up and she puts it in. Crow with her fourth point on the night. That makes the Lady Bears lead 18-13. Number four for the Lady Warhawks now. Number four gives it over to number 12. Number 12 over to the corner. Number 24, it looks like. Number 23, excuse me. Now back over to number four. Number four outside here, guarded by Bryn Washam for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. She's going to pass it down low to number 12. Way too high of a pass. It's out of bounds on the Lady Warhawks, and the Lady Bears will regain possession now. So Davis with the basketball, going to bring it up the floor, and now she's across the timeline. Davis with it at the top of the key, gives it over to Graves. She thought about the three, going to pull it back down, though. Gives it back over to Upton. Upton down low now. Upton going to put it off the backboard. No good. And number 23 going to pull down the rebound for the Lady Warhawks. It's off number 23's foot, and the Lady Bears have regained possession. Turnover game has been the story tonight. Graves with the basketball. Going to give it over to Davis. Davis inside to Upton. Upton now over to Washington. She's going to lose the basketball. And number 21 for the Lady Warhawks has the basketball now. Number 21 with it at the wing. She drives, gives it outside to number 4 at the top of the key. Number 4 over to number 11. Now over to number 21 outside. Puts up a 3 off the rim, no good. And it looks like Tay Davis going to pull down the rebound here for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Davis with it now. She crosses the timeline. Gives it over to Washam in the corner. That far left corner from our Vamp stance point. Gives it inside to Crow, and she's fouled on the shot. Shot no good, but she'll get two at the line. Again, Sarah Crow fouled there on her shot. She's going to get two from the stripe, and we're trying to see who that foul was on. It's on number 4 for the Lady Warhawks, her first foul of the ball game. Crow with two, her first one up on the way, and it's good. So Crow with her fifth point on the night now. And we've got one more coming here from Sarah Crow. Crow's second one up on the way, and it's good. Crow just behind Washam by 1 point, and Chevelle Graves has stolen the basketball for the Lady Bears. It's up off the backboard, no good, and she's going to pick up a foul after Mount Vernon tried to rebound it. Chevelle Graves there with her first foul on the evening, and Mount Vernon and Nola going to regain possession here. Number 4 for the Lady Warhawks, bringing it up the court. She'll pass the timeline. We got 5:55 to play here in our second quarter. They give it at the stripe mark to number 11. Now down low to number 23 with a layup, and it's no good. She gets her own rebound, and they are calling it on the floor. A shot down low. It looked like it was fouled on the shot, but they're going to call it on the floor. And they're going to call that foul against Lady Bear, number 23. That is Tay Davis. Davis with her first foul on the evening. They're going to pass it inside to number 23. That shot is tipped by Sarah Crow. Going to get the offensive rebound, number 21. And her shot's no good, but Lady Bear's rebound. And now an over-the-back foul called on the Lady Warhawks. That foul called on number 21 for the Warhawks. And Lady Bears appear to be in the bonus now. 1-1 so far for the Lady Bears with 5:42 to play in our second quarter. Davis with the basketball from the free throw line. First one's up on the way, and it's no good. Sarah Crow with their offensive rebound here for the Lady Bears, though. Gives it outside to Davis. Davis at the wing. Gives it over to Graves at the top of the key for three. No good. And Lady Bears still get the rebound. Davis puts it up. Her shot no good, but she's fouled and will get two more from the free throw line. A foul called on number 11 for the Lady Warhawks. That's her second of the game. Tay Davis at the line now for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Davis with 2 points in the ballgame so far. Her first one up on the way. That is good. Davis got one more coming. Fouled down low by the Lady Warhawks. Davis' second one. It's on the way, and it's no good. Lady Bears regain possession again, though, and it's lost by Sarah Crow, and the Lady Warhawks now with the basketball. Turnover there by Sarah Crow for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Number 21 now with the basketball, and she was guarded near the midcourt line, and the Lady Warhawks are going to call a timeout here, and we're going to take it with them. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Community First Banking Company declares My Card Rules. It's their new mobile app feature that allows you to add alerts or restrictions to your debit card, report a lost or stolen debit card, or temporarily suspend your card and reactivate it, all at the touch of a fingertip. And Community First still offers free checking accounts, free debit cards, and free paper statements.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC. The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
Welcome back here to the Izzard County Gymnasium. Lady Bears taking on the Mount Vernon Enola Lady Warhawks. 21-13 our score with 5:02 to play in the second quarter here. Number 4 for the Lady Warhawks. Going to pass it down low at the block to number 11. Gives it over to number 21. Drives inside off the backboard and it's up and in for two. Number 21 with her fourth point on the night. So now here we go with Corbett for the Enola Spring Lady Bears across the time mark. That is Davis. Davis gives it over to Graves. Graves back over to Davis at the top of the key now. Washam with the basketball. Gives it down low to Megan Upton. It's off her feet, and it's going to roll out of bounds. And now it's Mount Vernon Enola Lady Warhawks basketball. Number 21 with the basketball. She's going to come across the timeline. Gives it over to number 4 right there at the Izzard County logo. Number 4 at the top of the key. She picks up her dribble, gives it over to number 21. 21 in the wing now, gives it back to number 4. 4 at the top of the key for the Lady Warhawks. Number 4 back over to number 20. She now at the wing, gives it over to number 4 for a three-pointer, and she sinks it. Pulls that lead back within 3 now for the Mammoth Spring Bears. 21-18 our score, 4 minutes to play in the second quarter here. Davis with the basketball again. Gives it over to Graves now in the wing. Graves gives it over to Crow. Now down low to Bryn Washam. She puts it up off the glass. No good. Grabs her own rebound. Puts it back up and in for two. Bryn Washam now the leading scorer for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with 9. Now Vernon with the basketball now. Going to give it over to number 21. She'll bring it up the court for the Lady Warhawks. Number 21 over to number 4. Number 4 at the top of the key. She's just going to try a 3, and it's off the spring box. No good. Megan Upton with the rebound for the Lady Bears. Now over to Washam. Washam in the corner. She's going to give it over to Davis. Davis back across to Graves. She drives down low to the block, puts it up. No good. And she's going to try to get her own rebound, but it's going to go out of bounds, and the Lady Warhawks will get possession here. We got a few subs coming in here for the Lady Bears. Looks like Davis going to sit down, as well as Crow and Chevelle Graves. And Laney Young, trying to get the names here as they enter, Corbett and Tucker going to enter the ball game here again for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Number 21 for the Lady Warhawks now brings it across the timeline. She's guarded by Corbett. Number 21 gives it over to number 4. 4 gives it over back to number 21. She's guarded by Tucker now. Tucker going to give it over to Megan Upton for the defense, and she's going to foul. Megan Upton on the foul there. That's her, looks like her first of the game. Yeah, Megan Upton's first foul of the ball game here. Nothing to worry about right now. Going to give it over to the corner, back out to number 11 now. Number 11 going to try to pass it. That ball is tipped, and Lady Bears regain possession here. Upton had the tip on that pass. Now Corbett with it. Corbett gives it over to Upton. Upton over to Tucker. Tucker going to give it back outside to Corbett. Corbett for three, no good. It's going to be pulled down by Tucker for the Lady Bears. She loses possession, though, and Mount Vernon and Nola going to get the basketball here. Number 4 with it now for the Lady Warhawks. 2:27 to play in our second quarter. Lady Warhawks with it again. They're going to give it inside to number 21. Puts it up off the glass. Shot does not count. It's on the floor again. And they're going to inbound the ball here below the goal. Let's see who that foul was called on by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Looks like it was called on number 3. And that'll be Laney Young. That's her second of the ball game. Now Vernon Enola trying to pass it in here. They give it in to number 23. Puts it up off the glass, and it's good. Tucker going to pass it in here to Corbett with 2:14 to play in our first half. Corbett now comes across the timeline. Gives it over to Washam. Washam back over to Tucker now. Tucker at the top of the key gives it down low to Washam. Back outside to Tucker for three, and she sinks it. Tucker with her first 3 points of the night. So the three-pointer good by Tucker. Lady Bears lead the Lady Warhawks 26-20 here in the opening game of the season. Number 21 across the timeline for the Lady Warhawks. 21 gives it over to number 20 at the wing. Wide open there, could have shot a three-pointer. Gives it over to number 4. Now over to number 23 in the corner. She's going to try the three-pointer, and it's good. Number 23 with her 13th point on the night, and only one foul here in this first half. Tucker with the basketball for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears now. Tucker gives it over to Corbett, now over to Young. Young, now over to Corbett. Corbett at the wing, double team here, gives it over to Tucker. Tucker over to Young now. Young in the corner, gives it inside to Megan Upton. She dribbles, puts it up, and they're going to call a foul on the shot. She's going to get two from the line. Upton with only 2 points on the night here. That foul called on number 23, who just sinked a three-pointer on the other end of the court. Upton with two free throws coming up. Her first one on the way. It's off the rim, no good. She'll get one more, though. 1:08 to play here in this first half. Lady Bears with a 26-23 lead over the Mount Vernon Enola Lady Warhawks. Upton's second shot on the way, and it's good. Upton now with 3 points in this first game of the season. Number 21 with the basketball now. 21 at the top of the key, going to give it over to number 23. Number 23 gets that pass deflected by Corbett. Good defensive play there by her, but Mount Vernon will retain possession. Number 20 at the top of the key now. She needs help, gives it over to number 21 with 49 seconds to play. She's trapped in the corner now, gives it over to the top of the key to number 4. Number 4 at the top of the key, passing it down low to number 23. She puts it up off the glass, and it's good. Her 15th point now in this game, and that's been their stronghold in this first half for the Lady Warhawks. 30 seconds to play. Lady Bears look like they're going to hold for one shot here. Corbett with the basketball. She comes across the timeline very slowly just a try. Now over to Tucker in the corner. Over to Washam. Washam down low. Back outside to Tucker. Thought about the three. Gives it inside to Washam. Up off the glass. No good. Upton with the rebound. Puts it back up and in for two. And the Lady Bears now with a 4-point lead. Now Vernon Enola with it with 5 seconds to go. Number 4 at the top of the key. Gives it over to number 11 in the corner of the shot. And she's going to sink it at the buzzer. 29-27 with a buzzer-beater shot by the Lady Warhawks. Mammoth Spring Bears lead by 2. We're back in 2 minutes with your halftime show in just a moment.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bears. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
And welcome back here to the Izzard County Gymnasium, where it is halftime of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears taking on the Mount Vernon and NOLA Lady Warhawks. 29-27 our score. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a 2-point lead. We'll come back here in 1 minute with some halftime stats on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center, now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Your story starts here.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
And time now for some halftime stats here on K-Country 95 and the Ecom Sports Network. Again, we're at halftime of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Mount Vernon and NOLA Lady Warhawks. Lady Bears with a 2-point lead, 29-27 our score. 4:40 to go here in halftime. As for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, Bryn Washam putting on a show for the Lady Bears with 9 points to kick off the season. Crow right behind her with 6. Tay Davis and Tucker have 3 to start the season. Chevelle Graves with 3 as well, and Megan Upton 5 points on the night so far. On the other side of the scorebook, we see that Pearson, number 4, has 6 points for the Lady Warhawks. Number 23, McCartney, she has 15 points. Number 21, that is Rabbi, she has 4 points. And number 11 here, she had a buzzer beater at the buzzer to put the Lady Warhawks down by 2. She is only with 2 points tonight. Again, that's your halftime stats here on the Ecom Sports Network. We're at halftime. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears leading the Mount Vernon and NOLA Lady Warhawks 29-27. We're back in just a few minutes on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about out pens, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks. They do that too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Springs.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
Community First Banking Company declares My Card Rules. It's their new mobile app feature that allows you to add alerts or restrictions to your debit card, report a lost or stolen debit card, or temporarily suspend your card and reactivate it, all at the touch of a fingertip. And Community First still offers free checking accounts, free debit cards, and free paper statements.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
And welcome back here to the Izzard County High School, where the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears are at halftime with the Mount Vernon Enola Lady Warhawks. 29-27, our score. Lady Bears leading it by two. Still have a minute 30 to go here in halftime. Lady Bears back on the court, and Mount Vernon Enola still in that locker room. I want to thank some of your Mammoth Spring Lady Bear sponsors: Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Ozarka College in Mammoth Spring, Ash Flat, Melbourne, and Mountain View, Arkansas. FNBC Community Bankers, the North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey and staff at the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic in Mammoth Spring, the Baxter Regional Systems Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring, the Bank of Salem in Mammoth Spring and Salem, Taylor Brubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains, and the Mammoth Spring School District, some of your sponsors bringing you the ball game tonight. Also want to say thanks to some Mammoth Spring Bear Boosters. Your boosters include the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Cleary Funeral Home in Alton, there in Mammoth Spring, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer, Forschler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer, and the Carter Funeral Home in West Plains and Thayer. Again, we're at halftime, 30 seconds on the clock. Mount Vernon still not out of that locker room yet. We're going to step away for 30. Back in just a moment on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center, now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
So after a late start to our third quarter, we're back here at the Izzard County High School. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears leading the Lady Warhawks of Mount Vernon Enola by two, 29-27 our score. Tay Davis going to drive inside, first 2 points of the second half, 31-27 now our score. Now it's Lady Warhawk basketball. Person with the basketball gives it over to Belote. Belote back over to Person. Person gives it inside to number 21, Rabby. She gives it over to 23. That's McCartney. Puts it up for two, and now her 17th point on this night. So Lady Bears basketball now. They're going to give it to Corbett. Now over to Davis. Davis over to Graves. It's that starting five we've seen at the beginning of the ball game. Corbett with the basketball. Gives it over to Washam. She's going to try a three off the Springboks. No good. And Lady Bears get an offensive rebound. Corbett with her hands on her. Gives it to Washam. Now inside to Crow. Crow going to try to pass it to a cutting Davis, but it's going to roll out of bounds. Looks like it went off the Lady Warhawks, and Lady Bears will retain possession here. So Corbett going to pass in the basketball now. Lady Bears with a two-point lead. Crow with it. Gives it over to Graves at the top of the key. She dribbles over to the wing and try to pass it down low to Crow. That's way too high over her head, and it's going to be a Lady Warhawk basketball now. Turnover on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Now a high pass from number 21, Rabby, for the Lady Warhawks. It's going to sail out of bounds, and now Lady Bear basketball. Davis going to pass it into Corbett. Corbett met at the timeline by number 24. That is Pruitt for the Lady Warhawks. Chevelle Graves in the corner with it now. Graves going to give it over to Washam. Back now to Graves. Gives it down low to Crow. Crow at the block. She's going to give it outside to Davis. Now over to Bryn Washam for three on the way, and it's good. Bryn Washam now the leading scorer for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with 12 points on the night. Person with the basketball for the Lady Warhawks. Person at the top of the key. Person setting up her play, gives it over to number 24. That's Pruitt. Pruitt passes down low to number one below, and they're on the floor for it now. Lady Bears fighting for it. Goes off the hands of Sarah Crow, who got on the floor for the basketball. And Lady Warhawks going to keep it here. 34-29 our score. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a five-point lead, 5:57 to play in the third quarter. They give it inside to McCartney, number 23, off the glass, no good. Chevelle Graves with the rebound now. Graves gives it over to Corbett, and she's going to bring it up the floor here. Corbett up to Davis, now over to Washam. She's going to try a three again, and it's good. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with another three-pointer. That's Bryn Washam, and that marks her up to number 15 on points now. 37-29 our score. Number four, Person from the top of the key for a three-pointer. No good. McCartney gets the offensive rebound, puts it back up and in, and she was fouled there on the play. McCartney now with her 19th point. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears going to call a timeout after that foul. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bears. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
So the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a six-point lead here. We're still in the timeout called by senior girls head coach Scott Small. Talk things over after the foul on McCartney. She will have one from the line after the two-point play down low. Again, 37-31 our score, 5:28 to play in the third quarter. I want to thank some of your Mammoth Spring Bear boosters. That includes the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Cleary Funeral Home in Alton, Thayer in Mammoth Spring, and Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer. Both teams have retaken the floor. Again, McCartney, number 23 for the Lady Warhawks, has one more on the way. McCartney with the basketball now at the free throw line. Her first one up on the way, and it's good. Well, her only one on the way up and good. That's her 20th point on the night. A great night for McCartney, and that's really been their stronghold for the evening. Lady Bear basketball now. Davis gets it across the timeline, gives it over to Corbett at the top of the key. Now to Crow, down low to a driving Bryn Washam. Great play there by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, and Washam now with 17. Number 21 for the Lady Warhawks, that is Rabby. Rabby going to give it over to Person. Person with it here at the top of the key. Number 21, Rabby going to try a three-pointer, no good. McCartney with another offensive rebound, and it is up and good. McCartney now with 22 on the evening. Lady Bears got to watch those offensive rebounds. Corbett with the basketball now for the Lady Bears. She's trapped, needs some help, and they get over to Washam now. Washam gives it over to, looks like Crow. Crow going to go down low, puts it up for two, and it's good. Crow now with eight. And Lady Warhawks with the basketball now. Person with it. Person at the top of the key, going to skip it across to number 21, Rabby. Back over to Person. Person drives inside, now out to number 24 for a three-pointer, and it's no good. Rebounded again by McCartney. McCartney with multiple offensive rebounds in this game. So McCartney going to get two at the line here now. That foul called on number 35. That is Sarah Crow for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. So McCartney going to get two at the line. Her first one up on the way, and it's good. 23 points now for McCartney on the evening. McCartney has one more coming. It's up on the way and good. So number 24 with her, or excuse me, number 23 with her 24th point on the evening. Corbett with the basketball now. Corbett gives it over to Davis. Davis now across the timeline. She goes to the wing, drives inside at the block, skips it across to Washam. That was tipped, and it's going to... Well, we had a Warhawk save it out of bounds, and it's going to be retained here by the Warhawks. Number 21, Rabby with the basketball now. 3:53 to play in our third quarter. Person with it. Person at the top of the key. And she's picked up her dribble and needs somebody to come help her out. Gives it over to McCartney, number 23. McCartney going to drive down low, puts it up, and puts it in for another two-pointer. Bears have not had an answer for her tonight with her 26th point. Corbett with the basketball now. Corbett gives it over to Washam, now over to Crow. She's going to drive inside, and it looks like it's going to go off Sarah Crow out of bounds. Mammoth Spring Bear fans don't like that call. 41-38 our score. Lady Bears 3-point lead over the Mount Vernon and NOLA Lady Warhawks. First game of the season, first game of the year here on the Ecom Sports Network. We thank you for joining us. Person with the basketball now. Person at the top of the key. Person going to give it over to Pruitt. Pruitt back over to Person. Person skips it across to number 21, Rabby. Rabby at the wing now. Rabby skips it inside to number 4, Person. Person at the wing gives it over to McCartney. She's going to try a deep three, and it's not even going to touch the rim and sail out of bounds. Mammoth Spring Bear basketball now. 41-38 our score. Lady Bears going to check in Megan Crow and... Well, who was our other one? Lainey Young here. Or excuse me. Lady Bears going to check out Crow and Chevelle Graves. And now Lainey Young and Megan Upton in for the Lady Bears. Upton with it now. Gives it over to, let's see, that's Corbett. Over to Young. Young now to Bryn Washam in the corner. Drives down low on the baseline. She's going to put it up off the backboard. No good. And now it is Lady Warhawk basketball. Number 21 for the Warhawks. That's Rabby. Going to come across the timeline. She's going to put it up for two, and she's going to miss the shot. Lady Bears with the rebound here. Young gives it over to Corbett. Corbett going to bring the ball up the floor, gives it over to Davis, wide open for the layup, puts it up off the glass, no good. Bryn Washam with the rebound, puts it up, no good. And now Person with the rebound for the Lady Warhawk. She comes down the floor, driving, puts it up off the glass. She's fouled and going to get two from the line. So shot no good there by Person. But she's going to get two from the line. That foul called on number 24 for the Lady Bears. That is Corbett and her second on the night. Lady Bears here with three fouls in the second half. First one up by Person, and it's no good. She's got one more coming. Person with 6 points on the night. Person second up on the way, and it's good. Now her seventh point. And Coach Small going to call a timeout for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. We're going to step away back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
So the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a 2-point lead here as we enter the 2:15 mark of the third quarter, 41-39 our score. Again, Lady Bears with the lead. The lineup out of the timeout for the Lady Bears looks like we've got Davis, Corbett, Washam, Young, and Upton in for the Lady Bears. Lady Bears pass it in to Young. Young going to give it over to Washam across the timeline. Now over to Upton. Almost lost the basketball. Going to drop it down low for a two-pointer. No good on the layup. And now the Lady Warhawks regain possession. Parson with the basketball now. person. Guarded by Lady Young for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. She's going to give it over to number 24, Pruitt. Pruitt gives it back over to Parson. Number one with it now. Below. She's going to get it tipped out of bounds by Tay Davis. Good deflection there by the Lady Bears. Deflected again, Lady Bears.
Let's go, Lady
Couldn't
Bears.
Tell who had her hand on it. Looked like Upton, maybe Davis. It's Lady Warhawks with the basketball now. Person from the wing pulls up, no good, and it's going to be rebounded by Washam for the Bears. Washam slows down. Hasn't got across midcourt yet. Corbett with the basketball across the timeline. Back over to Washam for three. On the way, no good. And Upton with the rebound. She puts it back up. Shot no good, but a foul called, and she's going to get two from the free throw line. So Upton up for two. She missed the shot, but she's going to get two on the foul call. That foul called on number one. That is Belote. That is her third foul of the ball game. So Upton with two from the line. Her first one up on the way, and it's no good. Upton with 5 points in this game tonight. Again, 41-39, our score with 1:28 to go in the third quarter. It's been a pretty good game so far. First half had its feature of turnovers, but looks like both teams have kind of controlled that now. Upton's second shot on the way, and it's good. Lady Bears now lead it by three, 42-39, our score. Upton with her sixth point on the night. Person with the basketball for the Lady Warhawks. Person trying to get her teammates to help her out. She picked up her dribble. Now going to give it over to number 20. That is Sprave. Sprave with it. Gives it back over to Person. Person over to number 24, Pruitt. And it's going to be off her hands, out of bounds. And Mammoth Spring Lady Bear now going to regain the basketball. We got a sub coming in for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Look like Crow going to replace Corbett here. So Washam will inbound it to Davis, it appears. Lady Warhawks with that press back on. Now over to Washam, going to bring it up the sideline. Gets it across the timeline to, well, it looks like it was to Crow, but it's going to get stolen by number 24, Pruitt. Pruitt gives it to Person down low. Her shot's up, no good, but she's going to get called foul and get two shots from the line. Again, number four, Person with two shots from the line now. That foul called on number 23 for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And that is, let's see here, Tay Davis. That's only her second foul on the night. Her first one's up on the way, no good. Again, Person at the line for the Mount Vernon Enola Lady Warhawks. Lady Bears lead 42-39. Our score with 53 seconds to play in the third quarter. Person's second shot on the way, and it's good. Person now with 8 points on the night. Pretty impressive game by her as well. Davis across the timeline. She's at the sideline, almost stepped out of bounds, and now it's stolen off her pass, and it's going to be number 21, it looks like. It goes down low, Rabby, but it's going to get knocked out of bounds by the Lady Bears. Good defense there on transition. And now it's going to be Lady Warhawk basketball still again. Good defensive play there by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. So Mount Vernon Enola deciding who's going to pass in the basketball now. Looks like Person's going to pass it in. Gives it over to McClelland outside. McClelland at the top of the key. Gives it over to number 21, Rabby. Rabby back over to McClelland. Or excuse me, McCartney. Getting these names mixed up a little bit. Now back over to Person. Person gives it over to number 20, Sprave. Sprave with it here. Now back over to Rabby. Rabby going to pass it down low to number 20. No, no, pass it outside to Sprave, and it's going to go almost out of bounds. It's saved, but the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the basketball now. Crow with it here. Crow skips it across to Davis. She has to save it out of bounds. Megan Upton luckily recovers the basketball, and now Crow on the floor for the ball. It's going to be called jump ball, and it looks like the possession arrow favoring the Lady Warhawks. 4.2 seconds to play in our third quarter. Lady Warhawks had a buzzer beater to end the first half. Can they do it again? Here we go with Person. She's at the three-point line. Puts it up after Horn, and it's good. Second buzzer beater of the evening to end the third quarter play. We're all knotted up at 42. Person with a two-pointer to end the third quarter. Our 10th point on the evening for a buzzer beater. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
Community First Banking Company declares My Card Rules. It's their new mobile app feature that allows you to add alerts or restrictions to your debit card, report a lost or stolen debit card, or temporarily suspend your card and reactivate it all at the touch of a fingertip. And Community First still offers free checking accounts, free debit cards, and free paper statements.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Back here in our fourth quarter on the Ecom Sports Network's coverage of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears taking on the Mount Vernon Enola Lady Warhawks. We're all knotted up at 42 after a buzzer beater to end the fourth quarter, in the third quarter by Person for the Lady Warhawks. She has 10 on the evening. Other outstanding scores are McCartney, number 23 for the Lady Warhawks, with 26 tonight on the scoreboard. Davis with the basketball now for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Gives it over to Corbin. Corbett back over to Davis. Davis trying to slow things down, gives it over to Graves. Graves over to Davis. Davis going to try a three, no good. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Lady Warhawks. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will retain possession. 42-42 our score here. Lady Bears, Lady Warhawks all knotted up. 7:41 to play in our fourth quarter. Graves with the basketball now, drives inside. Gives it over to Washington. That's going to be tipped out of bounds by the Warhawks. Lady Bears keeping the basketball. Stay tuned. Coming up after the Mammoth Spring Lady Bear basketball game, we have Mammoth Spring Bear basketball as they're set to take on the Mount Vernon Enola Warhawks. That game right here on K Country 95. And on a pass in by Davis, she gives it into Corbett. Going to be called a jump ball. And it looks like the Lady Warhawks will get possession here. After the jump ball call. Turnover there by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. They've caught the turnover bug pretty much all game. Something to work on in practice for the upcoming season. And you kind of know what you're looking at for the upcoming season after you get through this first game. Get the bugs all worked out. And really your second game something to judge. Now they're going to give it outside to Parson for three on the way, and it's no good. And McCartney, going to get the basketball. McCartney gives it over to Person. Person outside. Person gives it inside to number 24, Pruitt. Pruitt outside to McCartney for three, and it's good. McCartney for three, and that's her 29th point on the night. Lady Warhawks have taken a lead, 45-42. 6:48 to play in our fourth quarter. Corbett with the basketball. Back over to Washam. Washam over to Davis. Davis inside to Upton at the block. She's going to try to drive inside outside to Chevelle Graves. Graves with the basketball going to try to pass it down low over the rim to Corbett, and she's going to get fouled near the baseline. That foul going to be called. Let's see here. Looks like they're going to call that foul on number 20. That is Sprave. That is her first foul of the game. Corbett passes in the basketball to Upton in the corner. Now over to Washam. She's going to put up a three on the way, and it's no good. And Megan Upton pulling down the offensive rebound, and it's no good on the shot. Carson wide open down low. They pass it up off the backboard. No good on the two-point attempt for the Lady Warhawks. Now Corbett with the basketball. Corbett, she needs some help. She's picked up the basketball, and she gives it over to Washam. She gets fouled right there by the coach's bench. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Got a sub coming in. Looks like Laney Young going to check in. And number 23, well, Megan Upton going to check out here. Tay Davis looks like she was going to sit down, but she's actually passing in the basketball here. Graves with the basketball. Back over to Davis outside. Graves just outside of that three-point line. Gives it over to Corbett. Corbett going to go down low. Gives it over to Laney Young for a three on the way, and it's no good. It's pulled down by Chevelle Graves. It's going to roll out of bounds, though. Lady Bears will keep possession here, it looks like. Lady Warhawks 45, Lady Bears 42. They trail by three with 5:51 to play in the ballgame. Corbett's going to pass in the basketball here for the Lady Bears. She gives it over to Graves. Graves at the wing, gives it back over to Corbett. Corbett gives it back to Graves. Graves back over to Corbett now. Corbett outside, drives inside, down to the block outside to Tay Davis. Davis with the basketball at the wing, and she's fouled. We're going to call that, let's see here, number 21. That foul called on Rabby, and that is her third foul of the game. Rabby with just 4 points here in this ball game. Corbett going to pass in the basketball. Gives it over to Washam. Now over to Davis, who is wide open. Back over to Corbett for three on the way, and it's no good. Pulled down by McCarthy, though, and Lady Bears regained the basketball there somehow. I lost sight, and Bryn Washam put it up for two. She was fouled, but they will regain possession. Washam put it up for two. She was fouled by number 23, McCartney. And that is her third foul of the game. Washam's first free throw on the way, and it's good. Point number 18 for Washam, Lady Bears leading scorer tonight. Washam has one more on the way. It's up and good. 19 points for Bryn Washam in her opening season as a Lady Bear sophomore. Quite the show here put on by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Mount Vernon Enola Lady Warhawks. McCartney with the basketball now. She's going to put it up on the way, and it's no good. And Corbett pulls down the rebound. Corbett with the basketball. Now gives it over to Davis. Back over to Corbett. Back to Davis. Davis there at the corner. Gives it over to Young. Young gives it over to Corbett, and she almost lost the basketball. She's going to get shoved there by the Lady Warhawks. And that foul going to be called. There were two defenders there. See who it called on. Number 20. That is Sprave, and that is her third foul of the game. No points here in this basketball game. Lady Bears near the bonus. Gotta get just a few more fouls. Corbett with the basketball. Back over to Young. Young now down low to two. Make it up, and they're gonna call a foul on that. Looks like McCourtney gonna get her fourth foul of the ball game, if that's correct. Yes, it is. McCourtney, their leading scorer, with 29 points tonight, now with four fouls, and they're going to have to consider taking her out. And they will. Number 11, McClellan, going to enter the game for the Lady Warhawks. Number 23, McCartney, she's going to take a seat with 29 points and four fouls tonight. 4:50 to play in our fourth quarter. Megan Upton with two free throws on the way. First one's up on the way, and it's sinking, and she'll get one more. We're on the 1-1 now. That foul was not on the shot. 7 points for Lady Bear Upton. Got a chance to make it eight here. Up on the way, and it's good too. 8 points for the Mammoth Spring. Lady Bear's got to check in here. Upton going to sit down as Graves going to check in.
All right, work hard, ladies. Let's go.
Person with the basketball for the Lady Warhawks. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears leading by one. 46-45, our score. Person with it. She's outside near the top of the key. Person gives it over to number 20. That's Sprave. Sprave going to give it over to number 24. Pruitt lost out of bounds off her hands. And Mammoth Spring Lady Bear is going to get the basketball now. Davis with it. And we've got a check in here. Megan Upton. Looks like they're doing offense, defense here. Upton checking in for offense. Graves checking in for defense now. So Davis with the basketball. We've got Megan Upton switched in for Graves. Upton with it. Gives it over to Davis. Davis back over to Upton. Up for two off the rim. No good. And it's rebounded by Lady Bear. Can't get her number. Looks like Lainey Young had the rebound. Puts it up for two, and it's good. Lainey Young gets her first 2 points of the season. Now the Lady Warhawks with it. Number 21, Rabby, as she loses the ball, and they're on the floor for it. It'll be called a jump ball. And the spring Lady Bear is going to get the basketball. McCartney checking in here for the Lady Warhawks. Lady Bear's going to pass it in. Looks like Davis will inbound it. Davis with it here. Back over to Corbett. Corbett going to come across the timeline. 3:54 to play in our fourth quarter. A barn burner here in Izard County, folks. Don't go away. Young's going to pass it inside to Upton. Upton now over to Corbett. Her shot no good on the layup. It's going to roll out of bounds. Their basketball, though, and they'll keep Lady Bears will keep possession. 48-45 our score, 3:42 to play in the fourth quarter. McCartney for the Lady Warhawks in with her four fouls, and now Megan Upton going to put it up off the backboard and in. Upton did get contested there by McCartney. She had to be worrying about that fifth foul. So now we have Sprave going to pass in the basketball. Sprave gives it over to Rabby. Rabby over to Sprave. Sprave gives it back over to Rabby. Rabby drives inside, puts it up for two, no good off the rim. And McCartney going to get the offensive rebound for the Lady Warhawks. They pass it outside to the corner for number 20, and that's Sprave. Sprave back over to Pruitt. Pruitt back over to Person. Person outside here. 3:07 to play in our fourth quarter. Pruitt with it here. Gives it over to Person. Person now over to number 21, Rabby. Rabby gives it over to Pruitt. Pruitt back over to Rabby. Rabby going to try a three-pointer. No good. And an offensive rebound attempt there by the Lady Warhawks. Good effort by Pruitt, but it's going to go out of bounds. Lady Bear is going to retain possession here. Tay Davis with the basketball. Gives it over to Washam. Now over to Corbett. She picks it up just over midcourt. Lady Bears need some help here. They give it to Washam and finally get it across, but Coach Small going to call a timeout for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Want to thank some of your Mammoth Spring Beer Boosters tonight. That includes the First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring, Cleary Funeral Home in Alton, Thayer, and Mammoth Spring, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer, Forschler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer, and the Carter Funeral Home in West Plains and Thayer. Some of your boosters tonight bringing you the basketball game on K-Country 95. Like I mentioned, stick around after the Mammoth Spring Lady Bear basketball game. We're going to do a little bit of post-game. We'll probably go to a break and then come back for Bear basketball. Seeing your boys set to take on Mount Vernon and Nolo Warhawks in their first game of the season. And in the pregame show, we'll talk to senior boys head coach Seth Godwin and what he expects. So Lady Bears back on the floor now with Mount Vernon and Nola. 2:42 to play in our fourth quarter. Davis with the basketball. She gives it over to Young in the corner. Young gives it over to number 24. That is Corbett. Corbett gives it down low to Upton. Upton almost lost the basketball and gets it back outside to Corbett. Corbett now over to Young. Young back over to Corbett. Corbett with it here. Gives it over to Young. Now over to Upton. Upton with the basketball. Gives it outside to Corbett. Great basketball game here for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Mount Vernon and Nola Lady Warhawks. Upton with it. Gives it over to Young. Young outside here. Young gives it over to Washam. Washam on the baseline. Gives it back to Young. Young over to Corbett. Corbett at the top of the key. Gives it over to Upton. Upton down low to Washam. Wide open for two on the layup, and it's good. Bryn Washam now with her 21st point on the night. Lady Bears going to regain possession of the basketball after a bad offensive possession by the Lady Warhawks. Excuse me, it looked like a jump ball now. Looked like it rolled out of bounds, but it was going to be jump ball actually. Possession arrow favors the Lady Warhawks. Person going to pass in the basketball here. Person looking for somebody to give it to. Lady Bears, great defense. It goes off the back. Holy cow, what a play. What a play by the Lady Warhawks. So Person was passing in the basketball. Corbett was facing the opposite direction of the goal. Person passes it off the back of Corbett. Off her back, puts it up for two, and it's good. And now she's going to get one more from the line. What a play there by Person to get to the free throw line. And that second shot, no good. Still a great play by Person. Now Davis with the basketball. Lady Bears lead by five. They give it down low to Upton. Upton going to give it over to Washam. Washam back inside to Upton. Off the glass, and it's good. Upton with her 12th point of the night. Now Person with it. Great play there by Person. I wish we had audio replay or something. McCourtney with the basketball. She's going to drive inside and it's fouled on the shot. Looks like she was. Now they're going to call it on the floor again. Some of these shots look like they should have had free throws, but they're going to call it on the floor and they'll get to pass it in. That foul called on number 22. That's Megan Upton and her second foul of the day. McCourtney with it here. McCourtney gives it over to number 11, McClellan. McClellan now over to Person. Person with 12 points in this game. Now over to McClellan, and she has walked. Keep getting those mixed up. McCourtney, number 23, their leading scorer with 29 points, has turned over the basketball. 52.3 seconds to go in our fourth quarter. We're back with your fourth quarter, 47-54 our score. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I started in the car business washing cars in high school with the dream of being a Chevrolet dealer. And now, nearly 20 years later, I'm here in West Plains and proud to serve this community for years to come as your Chevrolet Buick GMC dealer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
I want to thank some of your Mammoth Spring Lady Bear sponsors for this year. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Ozarka College in Mammoth Spring, Ash Flat, Melbourne, and Mountain View, Arkansas, and the FNBC Community Bankers helping bring you the ball game tonight here on K-Country 95. Great game. Excellent game here for the first game of the season for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Mount Vernon Enola Lady Warhawks. 54-47 our score, 52.3 seconds to play. Lady Bear possession. Davis passing in the basketball. Gives it over to Corbett with a 5-point lead. Excuse me, that is a 7-point lead. And now Washam had the basketball. She's going to fall down. And Warhawks with possession now, and she's going to get fouled. Looks like that foul called on number two for the Lady Bears. That is Chevelle Graves, and that is her second foul on the night. So a one-on-one shot opportunity here now for number 24, Pruitt. And she has no points on the night here. So first one on the way on the one-and-one. It's up and good. Pruitt has a chance to get her second point of the night. Lady Bears lead by 6, 54-48 our score. 45 seconds to play here in this fourth quarter. Second shot up on the way. It's no good. Davis going to pull down the rebound for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Now over to Corbett. Corbett going to give it over to Graves. Graves with it. Now the Lady Bears look to run some clock, and she's going to be fouled by number 21, Rabby. That is her fourth foul of the game. Rabby with her fourth one. Also with a fourth foul, McCourtney. She's got her fourth on the night, number 23, and that is their leading scorer, 29 points on the night for McCourtney. So we've got an and one opportunity here, a one-on-one opportunity for Corbett. The first one's up on the way, and it's good. Corbett gets her first points on the night. Corbett got another one on the way, and it's up and good. So Corbett with her first two of the season. Lady Bears had a great game. You get to see almost all of their players. Number four, Parson, going to take it to the rim, and it's up and good. 56-50 our score. Person with a two-point basket to bring it back within six. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let the doctor inspect your car, truck, or SUV on a regular basis to keep major problems to a minimum. Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer, has trained hands and knowledge to keep things working like they should. A regular oil change, tire inspection, and service job can pay for themselves in the long run. Should you need minor or major repair, trailer repair, alignment, or new tires, the Car Doctor 2 is where you should go. They now have the equipment to fix AC problems for old and new Freon systems. The Car Doctor 2. On North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Well, thanking some more of your Mammoth Spring Lady Bear sponsors tonight. That includes the North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey in downtown Mammoth Spring, the Baxter Regional Systems Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring, the Bank of Salem in Mammoth Spring in Salem, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick GMC in West Plains, and the Mammoth Spring School District. Again, some of your sponsors helping bring you the ball game tonight. We thank them for that. Lady Bears with a 6-point lead, 29.2 seconds to play. Been a great game so far. Mount Vernon and NOLA looking to make a comeback here, again, with only 29 seconds to play. Davis going to pass in the basketball here for the Lady Bears. Davis on the other end of the floor going to pass it in, and they've got the full court press on now, of course. Davis gives it up to Washam. Washam now to a wide-open Laney Young. Looks like they've exposed that full-court press, but they're going to run some clock now. Had a chance to score a wide-open layup. They're going to call a foul. Bryn Washam had the basketball. She's going to be fouled by number – looks like number four going to pick up the foul. That is Person, and that is her second foul on the evening. So Bryn Washam at the stripe. She's going to get two. Well, she's going to get one and one. First one up on the way. That's good. So a second shot on the way. 22 points now for Bryn Washam. Washam has one more. Her shot's up on the way, and it's good. 23 points now for Bryn Washam, showing out as a sophomore from the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. They give it over to number 20 in the corner. Now back over to McClellan for three on the way, and it's out of bounds. Shot no good. And it's going to be Mammoth Spring Lady Bear basketball. Looks like a win is brewing in the Bearland. 58-50, our score, 12 seconds to play. Davis going to pass in the basketball. Davis looking for somebody to give it to. Gives it over to Washam. Washam going to give it over to Graves, but Washam going to be fouled before she had a chance to throw it. Looks like that foul going to be called on number 24. That is Pruitt. And her first foul on the evening. Washam back to the free throw stripe. She's got two shots on the way. It's actually the one and one shot again for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Not sure what that call was. Bryn Washam going to get one more from the line. Washam second, up on the way, and it's good. She might have stepped over the line there, unsure. Washam now with 24 points on the night. Great performance. Person with the basketball. Now over to McCartney. McCartney, they're putting up for two, no good at the horn. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears start the season 1-0. 59-50, your final. Again, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears pick up their first win of the season. Senior girls head coach Scott Small congratulating his girls on the win. We're going to take a timeout back in 2 minutes with some post-game stats on the Ecom Sports Network ESN.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pens, mugs, magnets, window cleans, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Back here at the Izard County Gymnasium, we're going to have some post-game stats for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Upton finished on the night with 12 points. Chevelle Graves had 3 points, 35. Sarah Crow with 8 points. Bryn Washam, number four, she had 25. Corbett with two. Young with two. Tucker with three. And Davis finishing the night with 8. On the other side of the scorebook, Person had 14. McClelland with two. Rabby had 4 points. McCartney, great score there for the Lady Warhawks, finished with 29. And Pruitt with just 1 point in the ballgame. Folks, we thank you for joining us for our first basketball game of the season. Don't go anywhere. We've got Mammoth Spring Bear basketball coming up in just a moment. I want to thank your Mammoth Spring Lady Bear sponsors bringing you the ballgame tonight on K-Country 95. Your sponsors include Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Ozark College in Mammoth Spring, Ash Flat, Melbourne, and Mountain View, Arkansas. FNBC Community Bankers, the North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, Baxter Regional Systems Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring, Bank of Salem in Mammoth Spring and Salem, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains, and the Mammoth Spring School District.